Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me at David Dundee on most social media channels. That's DAVIDDONDE, and of course the podcast at fmr.co.za. So, is Isuzu's new upgraded foray into the SUV market finally crossed my path? The Mu X. Class-leading design, thoughtful touches everywhere. I was an Isuzu KB Bucky fan back in the day, so this was a long-anticipated review. It's got head-turning and bold looks. The interior is absolutely class-leading. I prefer the interior to the Fortuner, which is the category leader, and even my previous favorite in the category, the Ford Everest. It's spacious, yet more compact feeling than most. The dash is dominated by a huge touchscreen that is simplicity itself to use. The controls are generally very intuitive throughout the vehicle. Overall, the interior is a huge win for Isuzu. The 7-seater configuration is great, with full flattening third row necessitating external spare wheel locations. The second row also folds completely flat, and Isuzu claims it is the biggest in the category. You also get electric lift tailgates, dual climate control, 8-way electric driver's seat with a 4-way electric control passenger seat. That huge touchscreen gets wireless CarPlay and a reverse camera. Sadly, there's no wireless charging pad. On the road, it feels good, the suspension being a huge upgrade from Isuzu's we have tested in the past. Comfy and car-like. Better road dynamics than Fortuna and Ford, really. An upmarket cabin experience. The Onyx model that I got, which is the top of the line one, gets adaptive cruise control, autonomous emergency braking, forward collision warning, rear cross traffic alert, lane keep assist, and lane departure prevention. By the way, it also has a 5-star Aussie NCAP safety rating. That leaves me to the drivetrain. I still find the 3-liter, which was once class leading, to lack grunt and feel, well, frankly, agricultural. But it's the only agricultural feeling part of the vehicle. The diesel engine note isn't as charming, and it feels like you're in a Bucky from the sound. It's also left a bit wanting over the class leaders. That said, the fuel economy was around 9 liters per 100 kilometers with my heavy right foot, so I expect on the long road it will be a pleasure if you aren't the sort of pressing on sort, especially as the range should stretch out to well over 700 kilometers with very little effort. They claim 7.6 liters per 100 kilometers, and a real high miler should get close to that under ideal conditions. Maybe, I'll never know. It does have enough grunt to overtake safely, just off the mark in the league that it plays in. To the numbers. The engine's a 3-liter four-cylinder turbo diesel. Power and torque outputs 140 kilowatts and 450 newton meters respectively. The transmission is a 6-speed auto. You've got a 3-ton towing capacity, which isn't too bad. This top-of-the-line model goes for 860,500 rand, and an entry-level foray into the Mu X will get you at 693,800. You get a 5-year 120,000 kilometer warranty and a 5-year 90,000 kilometer service plan. It gets a dial-operated and highly capable 4x4 system. It really is, with rear diff lock included this time round. Better ground clearance, by the way, than Fortuna or Everest. And, yep, finally a real contender from Isuzu. That's it for me this week. It's been David Dondi. We've been talking about the Isuzu 3-liter DI Mu X 4x4 Onyx AT. And if you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me as always on @DavidDondi on most of those social media channels. And of course, the podcast if you want to listen again.